Blog Talk Radio.
Cloudy skies and rain clouds have come to stay. Windy nights and sad sights won't go away.
La, 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 la.
But I wanna be without a care. Unicorns and butterflies everywhere.
Welcome each and every one of you all to She's On Radio with your host, KC. Yes, we did have a lot of technical difficulties, but you already know I'm not going to stop until I get things fixed. All right? We're not going to let that stop the show. All right? Ladies. Which right now we are waiting on Sharice Johnson to fall back in so we can get this show started. All right? In the meantime, I would like to tell you about a couple of events that's going to be popping up that I will be in the midst of. September the 27th, I will be in Baltimore, Maryland, hosting the Triple X Rated Show. A couple of interesting entertainers. Make sure you are there. www.xxxrated2014.eventbrite.com. Again, we are waiting on Sharice to call back in. In the meantime, November 15th, City of the Doms, the biggest exotic entertainment show featuring your hottest five-star lesbian entertainers will be in the building. I'm talking about Card of the Body, Fire, Face, Wet Dreams. Man, it's a lot of that is the body. It's just a lot of five-star entertainment that's going to be in New York City, November 15th. I will supply that number at the end of the show. All right. I just want to know if everybody excited about Atlanta Pride. Atlanta Pride. Who is excited about Atlanta Pride? I hear crickets. Somebody got to be excited about Atlanta Pride. Somebody. Make sure y'all press that number one. Make sure y'all let everybody know that the show is back on. We are here. Tell everybody to call in right now. Don't be scared. Press that number one. We're just waiting on Sheree to call in. All right, in the meantime, we'll play a little bit of Lil Sleepy, I heard.
I'm sorry.
this shit since 96. I ain't even have to write for y'all niggas.
All right, we are back on the line with Sheree Johnson from Studville TV. How are you, man? Technical difficulties. I apologize, Lord.
Hey, no problem. Believe me, I understand, boy. We have technical difficulties on our show sometimes, too. So YouTube and all of that shit, I understand. No problem.
But you know what's the worst thing that's going to happen, Sheree?
Say it again.
I say, you know what the worst thing is about to happen?
What's that?
We got to do it all over again.
Damn, we got to hang up again?
We do not have to hang up again. We do not have to hang up again. Just those very important four questions that I asked you to get it. But, you know, that might be good for new callers.
Questions for the show. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hell, that was practice.
You said we got to hang up again?
That's
all right.
I hope not. We had rehearsal. See, need rehearsal.
Look, I hope we don't have to hang up, honey. That was too much, okay?
I understand.
Broke my nails trying to fix it. So let's go back to it. Those very important questions out of the way. What inspired you to create Studville TV?
Studville TV is, I mean, I lived it. So, you know, it was easy to create. Is my life story and my three best friends and the things we've gone through and dating women, careers, friendship, sports, athletics, everything we've gone through in life. And I was just laying down one night and I had talked to the crew and I was like, look, dude, we got some stories to tell. We got some. A lot of tomfoolery going on in our lives, and we have a story to tell. So I was laying down one night, and God just gave me a vision like, hey, do a web series and name it Studville TV. So Lesbian Web Series was born just that way.
All right. That's a good one. That is a good one. And to the people, I know the people want to know, how is it working with the crew? And
with the crew.
The women, the crew, like, how is it to work with those?
You know, it's interesting. You have a lot of personalities mixed together. But I can honestly say after two seasons, you know, it's been a highlight of my life. You know, not only bringing the life story to fruition, but to work with these wonderful young ladies, I mean, you know, you can't beat that. When I'm on the highway, on the way to Atlanta to film, I mean, I'm excited. I'm turned up. I'm like, turn up. I'm on the way to see these young ladies. You know, I enjoy them. We've become like family over two seasons. We fight and argue just like brothers and sisters do. But we always bring it together and get back on board and do what we come to do, and that's to film and bring this together. And, you know, we do a good job at that, but you know, it's very interesting. I can honestly say that the behind the scenes of shooting Studville TV, that's a whole nother web series in itself. The cast is off the chain. I mean, it's a bunch of comedians. You know, you see only one side of them, and that's their acting side. But it's a bunch of little comedians. I'm talking about, I'm rolling on set half the time. You know, they pull pranks, you know, and we just have a good time. I mean, we turn up, and we're family, and we bring it together and get the show going.
That's what's up. Other than Studville TV and you as a writer, who are you outside of your craft?
Outside of my craft, just a normal person riding around and getting it. I have a career. I have a profession. You know, I do that, and, you know, I do Studville TV. I've always been an entrepreneur. So, you know, I've had, you know, other businesses. I had a janitorial service, and, you know, I do web design. I got my own web design firm. That's all been put on the back burner for 2 years, you know, while filming the show and production. I've written a book. Actually, I wrote two books on how to afford infertility treatment and not break the bank. So I wrote 2 books on that. I sell them online at cheaperfreeinfertility.com. So that's self-published. I'm a teacher. I'm a coach. Coach volleyball and basketball. Coming off a championship season out of both of those. So all we do is win.
Okay, okay.
Very, very humble and very, I mean, I'm shy at first. I mean, people, when they get to know me, don't, when I say I'm shy, they look at me like I'm crazy. But, you know, I'm shy. I really don't like to talk about, you know, I'm that one, I don't like to talk about it. I like to be about it. You know,
right.
Putting me on a like this, you know, I'd rather the cast be on the show talking, you know, but you're going to have them later on. But, you know, this is the first season that I tried to come out of the background a little more, you know, just for future reference, for future projects and things that we got going on and moving forward. So I've come out of the background a little bit more this season. But normally I just try and stay in the back and let them be the superstars and go from there. But it was so many people that wanted to hear my story and you know, how this came about as the creator that, you know, I've kind of been thrown in the form as well. You know, to story out there. But, you know, I'm just, you know, hard worker, entrepreneur, kind of shy, and, you know, I just go to work every day. I'm just a normal person.
Okay, you know what, though?
Oh, I like to have fun. I like to travel. That's if I ever get a dating show or something. I like to travel. I love aquariums. So,
uh-oh.
You know, that's...
And what is your sign?
I'm a Leo.
Oh, Lord. You probably had a lot, right?
Hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm a Libra, so it's pretty cool. Leos are pretty cool. Yeah, we all are very feisty, though. I don't know about the stud Leo. You know, but I do know about the real extra feminine ones. Oh, my goodness, this is off the chain.
If I'm pushed, I take a whole bunch of bullshit, but you just push me over the edge, boy. Yes, that line comes out, boy, I promise you.
Oh, Lord, please don't growl. I'm So let me ask you, what do you do for fun, man? Like, what do you do for fun?
Not much fun other than being with the cast for the last 2 years. But before Studville TV, my life before, again, you know, I'm into sport. You know, I go to a lot of sporting events. I travel. I love just lay on the damn beach and chill and drink mojitos. I love to travel around the world. I love traveling. I love aquariums, museums. You know, as I've gotten older, I've kind of got out of the club scene. If I do go out, it's like a grown and sexy type martini night or poetry night or something like that, but I got bad knees from playing basketball, so I can't be out there twerking as much as I used to. So, you know, I just take it light and easy now, grown and sexy type event. So that's how I have fun. And, I can have fun just sitting at the house watching Netflix, chilling, you know, a nice little dinner, some wine, you know, some martini. So, again, as I've gotten older, I'm not doing the club scene and going out every damn day.
What?
Okay.
All right. Let's go to these callers right quick and see what they got to say to you. I know they're ready to talk to you. Y'all ladies, press that number one if you'd like to speak to Sheree Johnson. She is on the line, ready for you, baby. Come on, don't be scared. If y'all online, 646-716-77. Ready code 269-355. Talk to Sheree, baby. Hello, 269?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just have a question for her. When you first started Studville, did you think that it was going to be as popular and blow up the way that it did?
Honestly, I really didn't. I honestly really did not think that it would be what it has grown to be. In a million years, I couldn't fathom. I mean, there's still people that don't know about Studville TV. I mean, I've talked to people, and, you know, I guess the cocky side of me a little bit comes out, and they say, I never heard of it. I've been looking at it like, what? But, no, I really didn't think it would you know, that people could relate, but, you know, I get it all the time that, you know, people can understand a story, they can relate to a character, or they're in that situation. So over time, you know, through our second season, it's grown in popularity. So, you know, I'm just humbled and appreciate all the support from everybody. But, no, I didn't think it would be like this.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I watch it, of course, you know, and one of my friends actually got me on it watching it. I had never heard of it, like, you know, during the first season. And I think that's kind of interesting. Got kind of hooked on it and just kept watching it. So I definitely support the movement and everything. So,
yeah, all right, well,
big up to that.
Thank you for the support, and spread the word to somebody else that don't know, please.
Of course.
Thank you, ma'am.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So tell me, Cherie, where does she, Studville TV, come from? Like, where, what part of town are y'all in? What state?
We film in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, the real live crew pretty much is based in Atlanta. So did a casting call in Atlanta. That's where we base. That's where we film. You can see the Atlanta landscape and neighborhoods and cityscape reflected in some of the episodes. I personally live in Columbus, Georgia, an hour and a half south of Atlanta. But, you know, I come up on the weekends to handle production and film and so forth and to be with the cast and crew. But majority of the cast lives in Atlanta.
Okay. Ladies, press that number one. If you would like to speak to Cherie Johnson from Studville TV, do not be scared. Come on. Talk to her now. That's that number one, baby. I think they're a little scared. They're a little shy, too.
I think they're waiting on the cat food interview, so.
Here we go. Area code 404-454. Talk to Cherie Johnson.
Hey, Cherie.
Hey.
Nobody's scared to talk to you, honey.
What is this?
This is Felicia.
Oh, hey, sweetie pie.
Hey. I'm doing good. Just listening to you talk, honey.
You do that all the time anyway.
I do, don't I? I do. Just listen.
And thank you for that.
I do listen. But I do have a question for you, though. Okay.
Ma'am.
So, you know, you're producing a lot, you know. Do you plan on ever getting behind the camera?
I make my cameos every season. If you watch episode 10 of season 1, I made a cameo appearance.
That was okay. I watched that, you know, but I'm saying you're not, you know, your appearance is not a lot, you know, so I want to see more of Cherie.
I don't want to be in front of the camera. I like to stay in the background. I pop my head in about once or twice. That's all I'm gonna give you. But I'm not the actor. I leave that to the crew. I leave that to them. I'll stay behind the camera. Hey, but episode 10, we got a lot of pop ins for the season finale.
Okay.
All right, I think she hung up.
I think you're right. Background camera.
No. Ladies, press that number one, baby. Don't be scared to talk to her. She's not going to bite you.
Hey,
KC,
I got some people texting me saying that they can't get in, and that's the problem I had when I was calling in. It wouldn't let me in. They're saying the show starts in 12 minutes, but the show's on. But people are trying to call in, and they take them on phone.
Oh, man.
Please tell me you got to hang up on me again, goddammit.
I hope not. We want them to get in, too, you know. That's not fair. All right. saying that it's still open. Good morning right now. They're listening to like, oh, my God, this is so. Hello, it is that KC, honey. This is the server. Please do not cuss me out. I've got to clean. I am working hard as a
keg. I feel pain and I feel your struggle. It's all good. Welcome to Starville TV.
I'm working on it, man, because I definitely want everybody to be able to hear you and be able to talk. You know, that's definitely the reason that we got you on here.
And while we got this little pause trying to get the callers in, I just want to give a shout-out real quick, A, to my writer, Rob Fox. I want to give a shout-out to him. I'm the co-writer of the show. He's the writer. I want to give a shout-out to the production team, Terry Wilson, Shooter Real, doing an excellent job this season, brought the show to a bigger and greater production level this season, so I really appreciate that. The show looks really sexy. Like, I'm sitting here watching it half the time like, damn, that shit looks good. But, you know, I want to give a shout-out to them. My production coordinator, Sheila E., man, I'm going to tell you, this young lady go hard in the paint for the show. I'm talking about we might have not made it to the season finale if it wasn't for this young lady. I mean, I'm so appreciative of her and the things she's done as far as scheduling, finding locations, because, I mean, it had become kind of overwhelming for me. But she took the torch and, you know, she's handled some problems for me and you know, helped us get here to the season finale, and I just want to thank her from the bottom of my heart. Production assistant Paris Walters, want to thank her. She does a great job and, you know, running errands for us and getting locations as well. So I just want to give mad respect and love to those people who are behind the scenes and not in front of the camera. And then I definitely want to give a shout-out to the cast, Season 2. You guys did an excellent job. I mean, I can't, you know, say enough about, you know, your growth. I mean, I personally see growth from Season 1 to Season 2. And, you know, excellent job. I commend you. You know, I salute you all. And I just want to say thank you to the cast from the bottom of my heart. So, all right. That's it.
All right. In the meantime, we are going to try to get everybody on here. So keep talking. Tell them where they can find you at. All the social media.
All right. So everybody, please, please, please follow Studville TV. All of our social networks are at Studville TV. So you go to Instagram, follow us, please, at Studville TV. Twitter, follow us at Studville TV. And, you know, we got, you know, a dilemma with our Facebook pages. We got two Facebook pages, and one is the friend page and one is the like page. On the friend page, we can only have 5,000 friends, so we've maxed that out. It's over 100 people in queue who want to be friends with the show. So I am asking everybody, don't go to the friends page. Go to our fan page and like our fan page to get the information there. Because as Season 2 closes out, I think we're going to transition and close down the friends page because we can't have any more friends on it. So we're going to send all 5,000 of y'all to the fan page. And then everybody else that's in queue, everybody, just go to the fan page. So we need to start making that transition now. So you guys go and like our Studville TV fan page because the friend page, I mean, we maxed out and we can't get anybody else. So just go and like the fan page, and we appreciate that.
All right. I found a solution, Cherie. This is what we're going to do, everybody. I found a solution. Okay. Everybody that's online right now, listening online, this is what we're going to have to do. Sometimes you have to niggerate some shit, okay? I'm not calling nobody a nigger, so please do not think this is about to be a racist act. all I want you to do right now, Cherie, all I want you to do right now, hang your phone up, call right back, okay?
What I did, I made it. I had you. You got my number.
Yeah. All you got to do, I'm going to hang up. All of us will hang up, and we're going to call right back. What I did
was I separated the two shows. This will be the question and answer with Casey, and then the next one will be the caller. So we're going to go straight into you asking her, Cherie, what you want to ask her. So call right back right now. One, two, three, go. See y'all ladies later.